Hello, this is Dmitry Soshnikov, and welcome back to the course on creating virtual and augmented reality applications on Windows platform. In this module, we'll talk about the simplest way to create your VR applications by using ELPS VR Toolkit. In fact, in the previous module, we have seen that it's not very difficult to create your application from scratch, but there are several drawbacks to this approach. And to overcome those, there are some virtual reality toolkits. Since it's quite easy to make your own toolkit, there are quite a few options available today, and we'll mention just a few of them. We'll consider two toolkits in detail, namely ELPS VR and Fibrum SDK. ELPS VR is an open source option, and it's very good because you can take the source code, you can study it, you can see how different things are implemented, and you can actually tweak it to your own needs. Fibrum SDK is a more powerful SDK, and it contains many more features, and it also allows you to create basic VR applications, but also applications with user interface and so on. We will talk about it in the next module. Then there are a few other options which we will not consider in detail. One of them is another open source toolkit called Universal VR, which is for three platforms, including Windows Phone, and Google Cardboard Toolkit for Unity, which is available for major platforms, but not for Windows Phone at the moment. Also, it's worth mentioning that there is one more popular toolkit called Durovis Dive, but it also not supports Windows Phone now. So in this course, we will consider ELPS VR and Fibrum SDK. So let's start with ELPS VR Toolkit. It's an open source toolkit available originally for iOS and Android and also ported to Windows Phone. And you can see on the original site, which describes the toolkit in detail, and also the separate URL for Windows port, which is contained in GitHub repository, which you can fork and adjust to your own needs. So now I'll show you how easy it is to convert the normal Unity game into VR version. And I will start with the sample Unity game available at this URL, and we'll see how to convert it to virtual reality. So let's start. So let's see how easy it is to convert an existing Unity game into VR using the LPS VR plugin. And we will start with the game we already know. It's a 3D endless shooter, which we have tried to convert in the previous module. So now let's see how much easier it is to use the existing plugin. So first thing we need to do is to download LPS VR. You can use URL ak.ms/lpsvr. And it leads you to the GitHub repository where all the source code for the plugin is available, targeted for Windows Phone. You can study the source code if you want, but the easiest way to use ELPS VR is to download the complete Unity package, which can be done from here. Once you download the package, you can open it right from the browser, and it would be opened in Unity. It consists of quite a number of files, but we just need to import all of them into our project. And all of those files reside inside LPS directory. To convert the game to stereoscopic vision and to VR, there is one main thing we need to do. We need to replace the camera with a specific prefab called LPS Camera. LPS Camera contains all the functionality we need to do head tracking and stereoscopic vision. And now we need to make sure that it resides at the same position as the main camera. So if you look at the main camera, the coordinates for it are 0, 2, and minus 15. So I can delete the main camera now and position the LPS camera at the same coordinates, 2 and minus 15. So now let's start our game. And you can see that it's already stereoscopic, but it looks like there is something wrong with the camera because it's falling down. The reason for that is that camera is not just a camera, it's the whole controller, the whole character equipped with the special ability to walk around using specific gestures and so on. We will talk about this a little bit later on, but for now, to avoid this falling down, I will just switch off LPS navigation script, which is related to the LPS camera. And you can see that the camera stays in place, and our game is playable. Now, another thing which LPSVR can do is do barrel distortion compensation. And to do that, I just need to specify the type of controller which I would use. If I specify cardboard, for example, and start the game, you can see that the form of the screens has changed slightly. And this distorted form indicates that a specific shader is applied, which would compensate for the barrel distortion introduced by the lenses of the cardboard. And you can control these barrel distortion parameters. You can also correct chromatic aberration, and you can tweak the parameter as well. And you can introduce, for example, a crosshair, a small thing which indicates the direction of the view, which is quite useful in VR scenarios. You can see it right now on the screen. Of course, you can tweak as well some other parameters, such as vertical field of view, and so on. So that's how easy it is to develop a VR game using ELPS VR plugin. Now, to start it on Windows Phone, all we need to do is build it, compile it using Visual Studio, deploy on the phone, put the phone inside the cardboard, and enjoy the game. To save time, I will not show you those steps, but you can try to do them yourself. So, main features of ELPS VR, which you have seen in this demo, include, first of all, barrel distortion correction, and you can select the different helmet types to provide for best viewing quality. It also features quite good head tracking and simple game navigation. We'll show you simple game navigation in the separate module. It also includes some color correction to compensate chromatic aberration. Also, it's a really lightweight toolkit, so it's very easy to start using it, and I encourage you to try it in your own games. So, to sum up what we have talked today, to make a VR game, you need to import ELPS VR plugin and replace the camera in your game with ELPS camera. Or if you're creating a game from scratch, you just add ELPS camera and use it as the main camera in your game. And then you need to think about the way how to navigate inside the virtual reality game. And we will talk more about navigation in Module 5. So I hope you are ready to start making your own games. I recommend you to go experiment a little bit and then continue watching this course for more information on Fibrom SDK and some exciting topics on how to make your games better. So stay with us and see you in the next module.